This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Supreme Court has ruled that states can force their Electoral College members to vote for the presidential candidate who wins the statewide popular vote. In 2016, a Colorado elector wanted to vote for John Kasich instead of Hillary Clinton as part of an effort to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. However, the elector says his real goal is to highlight problems with the Electoral College and make a case for getting rid of it. Colorado distributed more than 9,000 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment to healthcare facilities last month. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The Colorado State Emergency Operations Center gave PPE to local emergency management and public health offices, as well as senior and home care facilities in 34 counties. Officials say tens of thousands of gloves, gowns, and surgical masks were also sent out, as well as an experimental antiviral drug to help some patients fight COVID-19. The equipment mostly came from FEMA, with some from state purchases and donations. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
A new visitor center at the 14,000-foot summit of Pikes Peak is about halfway completed. The Gazette reports the $60 million complex will be more than twice the size of the current Summit House, which was built in 1963. It's expected to open by spring, months behind schedule, mostly due to rough weather. 91 degrees, it's mostly cloudy in Denver, 80 mostly sunny in Vail. It is 98 degrees with sunshine in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.